The city of New Orleans is using a fictional account of race relations in 1940s-era Louisiana to improve the city's literacy. Since last month, schoolchildren and adults there have been encouraged to read the award-winning novel A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest Gaines. Today is the last reading day. The book tells the story of a young black man in the segregated South accused by a white community of murder. Here is a reading of how his attorney defended him during the trial.
Gentlemen of the jury, look at him. Do you see a man sitting here? Do you see anyone here who could plan a murder, a robbery? A cornered animal to strike quickly out of fear, a trait inherited from his ancestors in the deepest jungle of blackest Africa. Yes, yes, that he can do. But to plan? What you see here is a thing that acts on command, a thing to hold the handle of a plow, a thing to load your bales of cotton, a thing to dig your ditches, to chop your wood, to pull your corn. Ask him, does Christmas come before or after the 4th of July? Mention the names of Keats, Byron, Scott, and see whether the eyes will show one moment of recognition. What justice would be to take this life? Justice, gentlemen? Why, I would just as soon put a hog in the electric chair as this.
A passage read from A Lesson Before Dying. Writer Ernest Gaines says his main character, Jefferson, lacks confidence and mirrors those at the lowest levels of literacy. It's up to a teacher sent in by the family, he says, to show Jefferson pride through learning.
He thinks of himself as nothing, and the teacher must convert him before his death, and they work together.
And he doesn't get a lot of help in self-esteem from his own defense attorney.
No. Well, there was a reason why that defense attorney described him so. He knew he was talking to a bunch of illiterates there, too. And so he thought, well, if I make this guy less than they are, then maybe they'll go easy on him and not send him to be executed.
Seattle was the first city to use A Lesson Before Dying in a citywide reading program. Since then, others have followed: Chicago, Buffalo, Los Angeles. Nearly one-third of New Orleans residents can barely read, but 71-year-old Ernest Gaines, who grew up in Louisiana, says his book is about a lot more than literacy.
It deals with the capital punishment and religion and the way we lived at that time. This story takes place in 1948, and it was quite different from the way things are today. But I think it still has lessons to teach us today.
You were born on a plantation, were you not?
Yes, sir. I was born on a plantation in Oscar, Louisiana. And as a matter of fact, my wife and I just bought a piece of property on that same plantation, and we're building a big house there now, and whenever you're in Louisiana, come on down.
What were your educational opportunities there?
You know, I went to a church for my education. My first 6 years was in a church, and we didn't have, you know, desk or anything like that. We wrote out our assignments by putting our books on our laps and putting the paper on top of the book. Or we got down on our knees and we put the paper on the seat of the bench, and we had about 5.5 months of education, teaching, and because we had to, plantation, and we had to go into the fields when crop was being planted or harvested.
And you picked cotton?
I picked cotton. I picked cotton. I picked up Irish potatoes and pulled onions and picked blackberries and fished in the bayous for crawfish and fished in the river for the brims and catfish, and I did all of that. At the age of 15, my folks took me to California because there was no high school in my parish at that time, 1948, for black children. So my folks took me to California then.
So what were your prospects for a literary career at that point?
Oh, well, I had no idea. I just found myself in a library there in Vallejo, California. And that's where I started reading, and just read and read and read. And this is back in 48, 49, and there were hardly any books there by or about blacks in that library. So I read the literature of the other writers, the Russian writers and the French writers and American writers, of course. But when I didn't see me there, when I didn't see my family there and didn't see my friends there, it was then that I thought I'd start writing, try to write.
And A Lesson Before Dying draws heavily on your childhood, your background.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I knew the field work, and I knew the church, and I knew the schools, and I knew how to chop wood to heat the heaters, and all of these things I knew, I drew from my own experience.
Are you surprised that the book has had as much life as it has in so many different dimensions?
Well, you know, Mr. Edwards, when a writer writes a book, the first thing he hopes that the book is published, and then that it gets good reviews, and then it sells. So I had no idea any of this would happen. Suddenly, Oprah picked it up, and then a film was made of the book. So you can't dream that these things can happen. And next thing, these different cities are reading the book.
It has to be very satisfying to you that not only are you selling books, but the book is doing some good for people.
Well, I hope so. And I've met a lot of people who never read a book, a novel before. I get many letters from students from all over the country that this is one of their favorite books.
Ernest Gaines, author of A Lesson Before Dying. He talks about the book today at Dillard University in New Orleans to mark the end of the city's One Book, One New Orleans reading program. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.